Hello, bonjour. It's the 1st of February today. What in some traditions is called Einbolg. It's kind of the first day of spring. I'm not talking about the first day of the spring equinox or the meteorological beginning of March spring, but when we expect to see the snowdrops coming out. And anyway, my name is Leah. I'm the host of this podcast that you're listening to. And it's called Wear the Dress, or whatever alternative you like, formerly Tits Up to Breast Cancer. So, today's episode, just a brief one on the cleansing tide, as I like to call it. I didn't make that name up. The year is basically split into four tides, or seasons, just as it is with the sort of weather seasons. It also is, in these other seasons, widely based on the agricultural year. And I love to sort of run my life by this. And I actually, last year, I wrote a coaching program. When I say program, you can flex it to suit your client or your coachee or your student or whatever. But it's basically, about intentional living, just like this podcast. There's many aspects to intentional living. It's something I've been thinking about a lot since the breast cancer diagnosis, but even before that, and even more so now, whilst I'm going through a related sort of health difficulty, which I won't go into right now. But anyway, that aside, these four tides. So we're in the cleansing tide. Now, I don't know about you, but as February comes in, I start to feel a certain energy. I can't really explain it, but it's something I can sense. And you know, this is a great time to start decluttering. So, you know, cleansing tide, this is where it's sort of late winter, early spring, when the frost breaks down the earth. And it used to be in ancient Rome, a month of cleansing. Psychologically, it can be a time for clearing old habits, spring cleaning the house. I like to add decluttering. Oh, I love a good declutter. Don't you love a good declutter? Everything, not just like things, but that, you know, wardrobe, my mind, apps on the phone, stuff. What do I really need? You know, this whole intentional living, intentional buying. I'm not brilliant at it. I sometimes buy crap I don't need or want, or maybe one think I want it. You know, I'm not perfect in that respect. I'm here on my own learning curve. As I'm delivering this to other people, I'm still learning this stuff. Currently being very intentional around and decluttering, cleansing around my work. I have to with this current health thing I'm going through. And it's almost like an invitation. I'm not saying I want to feel like I am at the moment and have my body doing what it's doing, but you know, it's what can I make of this? How can I use this for learning and growth and so on? I don't want to sound cliched there, but I think you know what I mean. So, yeah, things you could do. The cleansing tide, spring clean, declutter the literal house to create literal space. I don't know about you, but I like it when I've got space to move and clean and clear the environment to achieve your goals. You know, I work better when I'm in a good space to study or do a project. You could spring clean or declutter your study habits and timetables to create time for your goals. You could spring clean, clutter projects that you're on. What do you want to keep? What do you want to get rid of? Any not so great habits you have? Your finances, that's a good one, especially after Christmas and Hanukkah and all that, when there's been money spent. January, people can be a bit short on money sometimes. So come February, how can you spring clean your finances and your accounts? Any new side hustles you want to start creating to earn a bit more money? Declutter old side hustles that are no longer serving you or not really bringing in any money. And if you don't enjoy them, what's the point, you know? Spring clean your vision, your values. Planting new seeds, literally or metaphorically, ideas. I love systems, so systems, new systems to tech, kind of for routines or for study or what have you, in the, and using these systems in the clearer spaces that you've decluttered. And then you carry this on into the next tide, which is the growing tide, but we'll go into that in the growing tide. So I'm just stopping by these few minutes to say, hey, we're in February the 1st. It gets called Einbulk in the sort of pagan traditions. But you call it what you like. I mean, all of these different paths and faiths and traditions, they have some common threads running through, often around life and death and resurrection and cycles. So, yeah, use it how you want to use it. I don't want to preach any particular faith or not faith. I just use what works for me. And I do love the natural cycles. When we align with them, or when I align with them, I find it's really helpful. I feel on track when I do that. Some people like to align with the sort of moon phases. But today, 1st of February, Einbulk, the cleansing tide. What do you want to cleanse? What do you want to cleanse? What needs cleansing in relationships even? Do you want to give your wardrobe a good cleanse? Ready for the sort of spring, lighter colours or whatever. Wear what you like, as this podcast is. Wear the dress or whatever alternative you like. I also do work with style and body image and personal style and image. And so I love doing that. But also I'm just, wear whatever makes you happy, you know. So this program I wrote, I'm testing it out on a couple of people and on myself as well, a coaching program on these tides, cleansing tide, growing tide, reaping tide and resting tide, and how we can align our energies with them, or how they naturally align, but we don't always listen to ourselves, do we? And yeah, this whole intentional living business, it's what I need to do in my life at the moment. It's something I'm launching, a new YouTube channel. There's this podcast which is broadly based on that, you know, different sort of sub areas in it, but it's all really about intentional living and presence in as much as we can, and, you know, growing and leaning into that, being compassionate on ourselves if we make mistakes in that. I've chosen three areas for this new sort. It's like a new year sort of starting today. We also have the new year, new year. But, you know, this cleansing tide. The first thing is, I'm just looking through my big book that I sort of keep things in. I don't know about you, but I love a good notebook and scrapbook and what have you to sort of organise things and brainstorm and create and set right systems in and plans. But yeah, I've picked three major goals for the year. It doesn't mean they're the only goals I have, and they'll have sort of sub-goals in it. But in the cleansing tide, so the things I want to cleanse and which hopefully will help my three main goals, there's the house, declutter and clean. And if you listen to one of my previous episodes about the ceiling falling in, I'm still in progress of trying to sort the house out. Next week is actually plastering over the fallen in ceiling. We've had to wait for it to dry out. It's been a right, like, ongoing dilemma. So I need to paint and decorate again or get some help with that. I'm not great at it. I want to learn. My files need a declutter, I think, on my laptop. Not so much literal paper files, they're fine, but a bit of finance decluttering, especially as I'm changing some work, and with this health sort of having to narrow certain aspects of work down, if space for other bits, might have to take some time out. It all depends on treatments and stuff. But sort of decluttering my finances, where I can invest, where I can save, thinking about the future, thinking about the present. Files, laptop. I don't know, just so much can just get stored on a laptop, can't it? It's just unbelievable. And the space and the kitchen will be done all Nice. Then where can I plant new ideas and systems for the major three goals that I've set? They say that more than three goals and you'll struggle. So, say three major goals in a year. They can have little sub-goals and little routines and systems. But I'll talk more about that another time. But for now, the cleansing tide, 1st of February, I'm Bulk. What are you going to clear, cleanse, declutter, literally or metaphorically? And just start with one thing. It might be that your wardrobe just needs a good recce for the spring. Might be that your bank account's looking a bit of a mess and you just need to have a look and make a budget. You might have a room that is just like, you just tends to become a clutter room and just needs decluttering. It might just be a drawer, a junk drawer. I mean, just choose what works for you. And yeah, I'll leave it there for now, just as an introduction to the cleansing tide. And we'll build more on it as we go along. So happy February the 1st and happy declutter. Start small. You don't have to start massive until you're sitting in a pile of stuff going, oh, why did I start this? Just start small. What's niggling at you? Okay. And I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye for now.